Blog Talk Radio.
Do you believe that America has become too politically correct? Von Wehhunt speaks truth to power. Do you see the coming of our political and economic demise? Von Wehhunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. And now, broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest, a man who makes no excuses for putting America first. Here's your host, Von Wehhunt the Barbarian.
America, we welcome you again to another epic, rogue, infamous, and legendary Von Wehhunt show. Epic episode 94. Tonight's theme is the siege of Kiev, Ukraine. We have a lot of new listeners out there in Radio Land. We thank you all for joining us tonight. All new callers get first in line after the monologue. We'll get to you first, I promise. Folks, never forget that we are a world at war. And again tonight, Von Wehhunt and my stormtroopers have seized the radio station, and they are surrounded all around the studio with machine guns ready for Vladimir Putin's red beast satanic armies.
Können beginnen. Darf ich mir zunächst einmal erlauben, und ich glaube, ich spreche im Namen aller Anwesenden, unsere Freude darüber zum Ausdruck zu bringen, dass Sie, Herr Feldmarschall von Rundstedt, wieder zum Oberbefehlshaber der Westmarktkräfte ernannt worden sind.
Sparen Sie Reden für die Siegesfeier und kommen wir gleich zur Sache. Luftwaffenstärke?
Luftwaffenstärke, Feldmarschall. Kurz, bitte.
Yes, your Field Marshal tonight is General Von Wehhunt. Greetings, my friends. It is the Barbarian, your ever-elusive radio talk show host, broadcasting from the mountains of Arizona to all my Germanic wolves all across America and the world. As our powerful radio signal reaches behind Putin's Iron Curtain and into the Ukraine and many neighboring states tonight. I can feel the power of this show and the war tension in the air tonight. You have reached the Von Wehhunt Show. We have breaking news, world events, geopolitics, great callers, real news for the American people, and news you can even use. There are many talk show hosts out there. There are many talk shows across America. Beware of the rhino talk show hosts. But this is my radio show. There are many like it, but this one is mine. We are often imitated, my friends, but never duplicated. And where we go one, we go all. Our U.S. Constitution is the bedrock of law in America. Our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate, shall we say, to the government of any other. As a take on the Rifleman's Creed, studied by our Army and Marine Corps, where they say, this is my rifle. There are many like it, but this one is mine. We are the Volk of the country. We must fight for our ancient land and forest territory, as we are territorial on my show. If our nation is to survive, we must be territorial. And what we're seeing right now in Ukraine is an ever-expanding war. We'll get to that in spades tonight, I assure you. One man wrote, "I will place magic runes throughout the forest for knowledge and wisdom. The ancient runes show me that I will continue the path until it is fully done, and then return to Valhalla in the skies above me." That's words by the ancient poetry writer, Pagan Viking. Now, brutal Pagan Viking, who also listens to the show from his secret whereabouts. Godspeed, sir. "The gods have given me a path, and I will honor that very path by celebrating my pagan ancestral ways." Words of the ancient poet. "We are at your service, America. We will leave no stone unturned in our quest for a better nation." Now, just a sidebar tonight, I want you all to know that I did my American taxes this afternoon, and we finished. Not too much to worry about, but get this. The senior rep at H&R Block here in the North Phoenix Valley advised me that the IRS has 7 million pieces of unopened mail right now in their coffers. Oh, yes. This is big, big news in the accounting world right now. 7 million pieces of unopened mail. So in other words, if you're writing them a letter, they will not open it for probably a year. If you're paying by check, they will not get your check and they will fine you. So I'll tell you what to do. You go to irs.gov. If you owe taxes, then pay them electronically on their website and you'll get immediate credit for any payment if you owe anything. And if you're getting a refund, good luck. It's going to be a while, I think. That is from the senior analyst at H&R Block. Just thought you'd like to know. Again, news you can use in America. And one more sidebar. Even though the CIA and the FBI are agencies whose purpose is to investigate the conspiracy theories lately of many Americans, while they label you domestic terrorists from coast to coast, these agents get paid very handsomely for doing the same thing. Unbelievable. Well, we are always looking for the truest ways of life in nature, the ways of our folk, the ways of our ancestors. Told you the last few weeks, Biden is weak, and the world was about to learn the meaning of the old phrase, weak men create hard times. We're seeing that right now in the Ukraine. Now, also, one thing to notice is I've had these Q-tards and people on Gab and elsewhere, people are going nuts over this war, and probably rightly so. But I've had to block 3 or 4 people who try to get nasty with me over the internet. We've had to block some people from our chat room, and we'll continue to block them, like the Ukrainian army. They will not lay siege to our show or studio or callers, but they're out there. Just be aware of it. People are going bonkers. They're going nuts. Just be aware of it going forward. I told one guy, I said, "I will always try to tell you the truth about what is going on in our world as I see it," to all my friends. So take that, put that in your pipe and smoke it. Now, We welcome two more countries to the Von Wiegand Army and Special Forces tonight. Now, I told you the last few weeks that our radio signal is now being heard in Macedonia and Albania, on the virtual border of mighty Russia. Now, we have always had, lately at least, Moldova, which is right next to Ukraine. So that's all good. But we're also being heard in Ukraine, I heard, and in Slovakia. Croatia, of course. So it's great to be heard out there. And we've noticed that our international audience, who wants to hear real things from real Americans, is going up in listenership. So, and a lot of hits are coming, rightfully so, from Eastern Europe, where they're desperate for news, desperate for information, any information. They want to know how real Americans think about them and the war and Russia and Putin and Biden. Pretty amazing. Well, I told some folks that where we broadcast from is Valhalla Studios. And the goal of Valhalla Studios is to look eventually like the 1960s Batcave. It's the goal. Because we're both situated in the mountains out west. And we can't afford a Batmobile just yet. But we can dream, right? So that's the goal, eventually. The very cool Batcave. Well, folks, as you know, we are a world of war. And it's amazing what's been happening. We will get to a ton of phone calls, I figure, tonight. It's going to be amazing. That's the sound of the battlefield. It's not Vietnam, it's Ukraine this time. Not Iraq or the Middle East, it's Ukraine, Eastern Europe. Another story, but a different day. The world may want somebody to love, but is also at war with itself yet again. The Von Wiegand Show is where eagles dare. When you come, wear your crash helmet and be sure to duck at all times. Well, I would say this. Meanwhile, back in America, while Ukraine burns and Europe, they call it mighty Europa, is embroiled in another brother war, which is very, very unfortunate. Our Congress loves to be distracted. They told some folks earlier on many phone calls they will trip over themselves, our so-called U.S. Congress, which is really not our Congress anyway. They've been bought and paid for many, many decades ago. But they will trip over themselves, giving billions away that we don't have to all kinds of foreign causes, while the third world keeps pouring into America with a K in wave after wave to steal the land your ancestors fought for. The harsh truth. Our Congress is just too big and too busy to worry about their own country. They have delusions of grandeur, all of them. And our Congress is just too busy to worry about you and their own country and their own borders, as they will literally do anything to distract themselves abroad instead of taking care of business back here at home. You know it's true, America. I can already tell that while our government is again distracted to foreign policy issues, that America will be invaded this spring, summer, not by Vlad the Impaler, not by Vladimir Putin, but by groups who secretly sponsor the third world to immigrate to this great country in broad daylight and in the dead of night. Those flights, by the way, at 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning are still going on, bringing in people from the third world under the Biden regime to many airports in the nation. So if you wake up one day and you see thousands of people who don't belong there and who never lived there in your locale, you'll now know why. Just amazing what's going on. Sad but true. Well, astrophysicists tell us often about physics and the law of attraction as one of life's biggest mysteries, and few people are aware of how much of an impact it has on their life. Whether we are doing it knowingly or not, we are acting as human magnets and radio antennas, sending out and broadcasting our thoughts and emotions into the vast cosmos and galaxy. And then we are attracting back what we have put out there in cyberspace. It's the universe inside you. And tonight, just know that the Von Wiehan Show is broadcasting out into the galaxy, the wild abandon, and we would have it no other way. Now, let me get this straight, America. Moving on, our government has printed $8 trillion recently on their own volition, and now they are blaming inflation on Vladimir Putin of mighty Russia. Makes no sense whatsoever. Now, a weird piece of news that came into the studio, that Fort Bragg lost over 80 soldiers from sudden and unexplained causes, and they stopped reporting on the deaths after June of 2021, this last summer. Very strange indeed. I don't know if those are due to the COVID shots or not, but very strange. Now, get this, America. We have big news from Mother Russia. Breaking news. Very strange news, too. It's been reported on a few outlets. But get this. Numerous Russian Air Force planes are now shuttling people out of Moscow to the Ural Mountains, where it's safe. At least 8, possibly up to 12 Russian military jets, the kind used to move VIPs and others, are moving supplies and shuttling out of Moscow VIPs, military attaches, and politicians to the Ural Mountains, which, by the way, is where most of Russia's nuclear bunkers are located. Yes, we do know. And also, from a source within the diplomatic corps, for the past 3 days, Russia has been pulling one of a kind of a moving item. They're moving proprietary templates cultural icons, statues, and artwork. And they're putting them into deep, deep storage in the mountains north of Moscow. This is very similar to the kind of a move that one might expect to see if Russia was about to launch a nuclear strike, or if Russia was expecting a nuclear strike from the USA or NATO. But the big shots are being moved away from the capital city to the safety of nuclear bunkers. Very interesting news. Very interesting. Also, what came into the studio was a large exodus of private jets out of Moscow are also flying to Dubai. Looks like the uber-rich oligarchs and even some of the Arab oil billionaires who were living in Moscow are hightailing it out of there as well. And the Kremlin announced today that the United States used nuclear weapons in Japan after World War II, and they have no right to preach to us. Very interesting what's happening on all fronts. Well, America, is it true that they are trying to divide us all? I say no. And I'll tell you why. They are actually uniting, in America at least, in many other Western nations, all other racial groups in solidarity against European whites. Then they tell all whites that they can't unite ever, and that they lecture and preach to them that race doesn't matter, because how dare you want to organize and be in solidarity with your white European brothers and sisters, as that goes against the government's agenda and the liberal Democrat media lies and narrative that are dead set against you. We talked about the war on white males in America before, and the war on males in general. But there is something to that. So keep your eyes open for news reports on that front. Very interesting. But we're glad you're here tonight, folks. It's a variety show on the radio. We talk about literally everything, I promise.
The Von Wehunt Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wehunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wehunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wehunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wehunt, the Barbarian. Thursday at 8 p.m.
You damn right. And we have warned you for years, America, about the Red Dawn America scenarios and the movie that came out in the 1980s. But now it seems that it's Red Dawn Ukraine. Now, Putin has said that historically he wants all historical lands of mighty Russia back for his new vision of Russia being a Tsarist Russia or Soviet Russia. But I say, once a commie, always a commie. Putin now wants Alaska back as well. Well, we have a lot of great listeners up there in Alaska. Red Dawn Alaska. It could happen. You guys up there better suit up and boot up. Better get ready. Get those muskets ready, as the press calls them. Get your semi-automatic rifles ready. In other words, we never know when the paratroopers of Putin's Red Armies are going to descend upon us, or that of China. There is an axis between Russia and China, don't forget. Putin has said that the dominance of America is coming to an end. Well, we'll see about that, you crazy Ivan. The last I heard, your tanks are running out of fuel. Your tanks are being killed by the Ukrainian militias, and your troops are scattering and defecting, and your equipment's broken down all over the Ukraine, and you have 7,000 to 10,000 war dead, more than the 20 years that America was in Afghanistan. How about those apples, Putin? Well, these Ukrainian people, it's a humanitarian debacle and fiasco. They are, unfortunately, these good people over there. are broken and damaged goods. They will never be the same. They have seen and witnessed the horrors of war. Guys, I told you before, some of you guys were calling me up, blowing up my phone, blowing out the studio phone lines for years, saying, I can't wait to get in the into a war, into the action. I can't wait. I'm chomping at the bit. I want to fight for a nationalist cause. Well, don't get me wrong. Zelensky and Putin are both corrupt, and they're both supported by their own Jewish oligarchs. We have no dog in this fight, but I would say if you're looking for an adventure of a lifetime, this is the time. It's a one-year tour of duty to be in the International Brigade. You can go fight. You might die. You might be wounded. But in the eyes of Ukraine, you would die a hero with honor, full military honors. So keep that in your mind. I've not heard back from Zelensky on my land deal, but he did adopt my one-year tour of duty, which is already two good things. You get, if you go over there, you get Ukrainian citizenship for a one-year tour of duty, a one-year tour of war. So right now, from last week, the International Brigade is now 20,000 troops, up from 16,000. The Russian soldier, from his point of view, is not happy at all being in the Ukraine. My view, they're probably sabotaging Putin's Red Army. I mean, the amount of vehicles that are sabotaged, set on fire, I don't blame them. If I was sent there at age 18, I'm not going to die for dictator Putin. And we know the Kremlin is listening to our broadcast. Our message is getting through his Iron Curtain. We have fact of that on the show. But I will say my thoughts on looking at all the news shows, the news magazines, 24-hour news cycle, is I'm very impressed with the Ukrainian women. When they're interviewed by the Western media, and especially the Western media TV whores in America and the other Western nations, the Ukrainian women slap them down because all they talk about is their home life, family, their children, and their husbands, and their love for their family, their children, and their husbands. And you can almost see some of the Western newswomen cringing who only care about money and career and position, who have adopted many male traits along the way that are probably still single with no children, no husband, no home, no nothing but a career. But a lot of American and Western women are very happy as long as they get a big fat paycheck. They care, some care little for home life, family, or children. Just that was very, watch the interaction between the TV, especially the female TV personalities and the Ukrainian women. It's just like the collision of two worlds where they collide, and just, it's amazing to watch. Well, my view, we need to let in to America all the white European Ukrainians. We've done our part to let in all the brown and black third world into America. Now it's time to let in all the white European Ukrainians, especially the hot Ukrainian women. We have enough men over here, but all the warriors are welcome. But let's change our demographics by bringing millions of them into America. Why should Poland have all the fun? It's a very dirty war, fought on many, many fronts. But Putin's Red Beast Army, never forget, once a communist, always a communist. Putin's nothing but an old KGB colonel. I've told you before, Putin's motto is make Russia great again. Putin has the weird Wizard of Oz effect, too, on his people. America has been the dumbass sponsoring the invasion from both sides until we cut off Putin's money and oil. People say, well, the whole world's buying it. That's okay. That's their issue. Why should we fund the demise of the Ukrainian people and give him money? Now, domestically, Putin is not 100% responsible, hate to burst your bubble, America, for our high gas prices. That's been leading up for months and months. So just keep that in mind, too. Now, when you call the show, don't say, hey, Vaughn, hey, man, did you hear what Putin or Trump said? You got to be more specific, because these guys talk about many things every day. So be specific. They blabber constantly, so no one can keep up with what they say. It is not a Jeopardy game show. State what they said and what you think about it, and then we'll talk about it. Okay? Capiche? Thank you. Well, we want to thank again two new countries who are in our international listening audience. We welcome to the Vaughn Wiegand Show Hungary and Slovenia tonight. Also listening in right by or not too far from the Ukraine. So the last few weeks, we've gained Macedonia, Albania, Hungary, and Slovenia, and Slovakia. Pretty amazing. You can tell the intense interest in real news and talk radio from a real American audience that the whole world craves, my friend. They crave this show. They crave any information, any juicy tidbit or morsel. Because in their country, of Russia especially, everything is censored. Our international audience is now 8% and growing of our entire radio audience at present. We are piercing Putin's Iron Curtain. We will fight them all on the beaches, in the hills, and in the streets, my friend. Now, a fan of the show recently wrote this. That was pretty cool. I want you to hear it. But Dear Vaughn Wiegand, I'm an American patriot, supporter of God and family, country, constitution, and Bill of Rights. I was one of the organizers of the militias of the California Republic back in the 1990s. I fought the Clintons, the Clintonistas, and the communist regime of Beverly O'Neill, mayor of Long Beach, against the takeover of the decommissioned Long Beach Naval Shipyard by communist China back in the 1990s. I supported and took part in border actions with fellow militia brothers against the illegal invasion of our country. There's much work left to do. And now I listen to the great Vaughn Wiegand Show. Well, thank you, sir. Thank you very much. Awesome. Just awesome. Well, folks, we've got a big show for you tonight. We're so glad you're all here. And tonight I'll give you my thoughts on Vladimir Putin. We have a lot to talk about tonight. And, again, we're being broadcast right there on the battlefield. It's a rifle range out there in Ukraine. So tonight, it's time to start the show. We'll be right back. little Blondie there. Ukraine is, like the song title, a rifle range. No doubt about that. Well, we have a new caller from Birmingham, Alabama. You're first up in line, sir. State your name. How you doing tonight? Welcome to the Von Wien Show. Are you there? Going once. Going twice.
Yes, I'm here. I'm sorry.
That's okay. What's your name, sir?
I'm Cliff.
Hey, Cliff? My uncle was named Cliff. Yeah. I like that name. Are you out of Alabama?
Yes,
how are things in the great state of Alabama tonight?
We've had a very beautiful day today.
Nice. Nice, man.
Yep.
What are your thoughts tonight, sir?
What do I want to talk about?
Yeah.
Same thing you guys are talking about, the Ukraine. You know, this thing is like it's really very, well, it's embarrassing our involvement in it over there. I mean, it's what we're doing is not good, I don't think, you know.
Right, right. Well, what gets me is that, like I was saying in the monologue, they can find money for the Ukrainian border. We have no money for our own border. We have no money for America, but they always have money for foreign countries, don't they?
Yeah, we have been being deceived for at least 150 years. I mean, ever since the Civil War, and maybe even before then, every war that we've been involved in has been started with a false pretense. And I'm certain that I feel like we're going to get sucked into us being involved in this over there, and could turn out to be something a lot larger than we think. It may just be a beginning for something else.
Hey, what is your nickname for the show? You should have a nickname when you call in.
Oh,
we don't need your real name. What do you want to go
Jim,
by?
How's that? Jim.
Jim?
Is that right? Yep.
Jim from Alabama? You got it.
Yep. Okay.
I like that. Jim from the Confederacy. How about that?
Yes.
I'm an amateur historian. Oh. Yeah, the South will rise again eventually.
Jim,
I'm glad you called
to
the show. Go ahead, sir.
Well, I was just going to say, divide and conquer. Our government's been doing it to other people, and they're doing it to us, too. I mean, we're split in so many different ways, it's hard to figure how things are, who the planners are, but we're in trouble the way I look at it. I mean, real trouble.
Oh, we are. I agree. Yeah, the wars that they planned for us, there's always, they go back in time and they look at what happened, and there's, you know, all wars are fought over money, land, and territory, if you boil them down. And the Civil War, by the way, that's when our own government went to war with several states that no longer wanted to be part of the Union Jack flag. And they were little Ukraines, right? They tried to break away.
That's
and they
right.
weren't allowed to. And I've told people that. I go, the parallels in history are amazing. They tried to break away. They said, we had little Zelensky that said, we want to be free. We don't want to be part of the union. We don't want to be part of your coming globalism. They knew right back then that there's a lot of international wars that were being planned. Now, people always bring up slavery this and slavery that. Like I tell people, It's called the Industrial Revolution, which happened after the Civil War. Slavery was going to get phased out sooner or later anyway. It was an outdated form of agriculture and human bondage. But don't forget, folks, slavery was used all over the world. Every country had slaves or virtual slaves, not just America. So that's another rabbit hole we'll talk about some of the time, but I do find it kind of interesting, you know, that the states of the South, they weren't allowed to break free. And many of those same issues we're still dealing with today.
I saw an interview with a couple of soldiers that was like back in the early 30s that they had it on film, maybe early 40s. And they had a film of these guys, these two soldiers standing there talking with, it was on a soldier's day, and there were Confederates and Northern soldiers there, meaning the Civil War guys that had lived through the Civil War in the old age. And one of them said it had nothing to do with slavery, that it was about states' rights. And
that's
when
right.
You said that they tried to secede, and they left the Congress, and I've read that Abraham Lincoln took or called 65,000 Union troops out into Combe, Washington, D.C., and to bring all of the Southern representatives back to Congress, and then made them vote the way they wanted them to vote at gunpoint. Well, this is history that we were never taught.
That's right.
Apparently, Abraham Lincoln, Honest Abe, was a follower of Karl Marx. This week I've discovered a lot of stuff that makes you feel like you're a stuffed pigeon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we've been told such watered-down versions of history. I love real history, stuff like that. And you're right. I mean, they lionize Lincoln. I knew there was something up with Lincoln when I was a little kid. Now, I know he's the father of the Republican Party and all this, but I didn't agree with a lot of his moves. First of all, talk about initiating a brother war against your own country. The Civil War, most Americans don't know this, was one of the most bloodiest, most vicious, most ruthless wars in American history. More men died in the Civil War than in all of our other wars combined. You can Google that. You can look it up. We had
over
a million dead, dead white European Americans. We had another 500,000 to 600,000 wounded on top of that, and millions more had broken, damaged lives. And the South, to be candid, has never recovered fully from the Civil War, even today. They've never recovered economically. So when the North came down, what did they do? They burned everything in sight, impoverished the people, at bayonet point. And they came back 100 years later, and they forced them to integrate their schools because the North was doing it. So, you know, there's a history and a culture there that the North wanted to quash and get rid of. They did not like it. So we've always been, in my view, two or three different countries anyway. We're kind of a patchwork quilt forced together, you know.
And have you ever heard that, when they always will mention the potato famine that took place in Ireland? You probably heard that. Well, I read something about that said that really wasn't the way that it was. People were going hungry and the powerful and the wealthy bankers of Europe were buying 6 and 7 ships of food and that they actually just bought up all the food in Ireland and they didn't leave anything for them there much. So there were some people that were fed, but there were a lot that weren't. And so the Irish began to get out of Ireland, and these starving, crazed people, you know, being starved to death literally over there. They got on ships, came to America, and when they were getting off in America, they were enlisting them right into the service. So you've got these maddened people with, you know, from starvation and everything else. They got to have money, so they just go into the service. They push them into the war, and you know, they kill anything it walks. I mean, people go nuts when they start starving, you know. So, and people don't remember this. The first slaves in this country were Irish children that were sold into slavery.
Yeah, there's so much history that most Americans have never heard about or don't even know. I mean, you know, what's the parallels are kind of interesting. To me, Lincoln, though, people lionize him, and Obama likes him. Obama, Lincoln's one of Obama's favorite presidents. And that, to me, was a red flag, pun intended. He's always quoting Lincoln, Barack Hussein Obama. And I'm going, that's bizarre. But what Obama likes about Lincoln is him taking full federal power into your town and city. In other words, he suspended habeas corpus. You are guilty until proven innocent. You can be arrested or shot by Lincoln's orders. I mean, talk about a communist state. I mean, I know it's a time of war, but he suspended the Bill of Rights, pretty much everything. You had no rights under Lincoln. But,
well, we're not.
You know, the history books love him, and they'll talk about him. He's the most wonderful guy since sliced bread. But I know what he was trying to do, keep the country together. But I often wonder, I think this land would have been better in some ways to have two or three countries over here instead of one behemoth that's always at war with itself and can never get anything done, it seems like lately.
Well, that's true. I think that I know why Obama likes Lincoln so much. Lincoln was the first president to issue an executive order.
That's right.
And, of course, there's been lots of them. And one of them that he called on them to initiated was the Labor Code. And you know, when I'm trying to remember, Vaughn, maybe you can help me with this. I was trying to remember the Latin term that when Congress quit, it was sine die or sine die. It just meant that our government had come to a stop. And so our original government, which was the United States of America, was converted into a for-profit corporation called the United States.
That's right.
During the fog of war.
Yes.
And there were several things that were done. We actually have a 13th Amendment that was a part of our Constitution from about 1819 up until the war. And then we have another 13th Amendment that they replaced it. So they actually, we're having, this would be a probably the most perfect event to recognize that we are living with what you and I are calling revisionist history. History as they want us to believe the way it was. In other words, a bunch of lies stacked on a bunch of more lies.
I know.
But, yeah. are you familiar with the Tome Amendment?
I am familiar with that. And just to get back, you know, to Lincoln for a second here, you know, there was a big push to move the slaves back to Africa after the Civil War. And Lincoln mentioned that, but it was never done. And we know what happened there. He got shot. But getting back to the actual war inside America, which was, to me, I kind of look at that as almost like Ukraine, because, you know, there were breakaway republics that wanted to be a country, or breakaway states that wanted to be a country. And Lincoln took those Irish guys you were talking about at bayonet point, and they were cannon fodder for the North, and he sent them all to their early deaths, because the rate of death on the battlefield, even back in the 1860s, was just horrific, amazing. And most of those guys did not survive more than 6 months. The bullet gotcha, malnutrition, constant marching, exposure, you know, you name it. But, you know, I'm not so sure it was worth the cost. Always have said that. I'm not backing down. You know, it's just one of those things that happened in history. And, you know, the guys that went there thought it was going to be kind of like Ukraine, you know, like a 1 or 2 month adventure. Because they all wrote home saying, I'm going to be back by Christmas, you know. And they were there for 5 years, 4 or 5 years. It's amazing. Hey, Jim, are you out of Birmingham, Alabama?
Yes.
What are gas prices in Birmingham?
I haven't been away from the house in the last few days, but it's been as high as like 431 or 2, and then the other day I saw it was down to 409. So,
okay.
I have some friends that drive trucks, and they call me every day. Not every day. They call me every few days, and they've been talking about the price of fuel all over the place. One of them's out in California, and they said diesel out there was, in some places, was $7 a gallon. So,
right.
This reminds me of the oil embargo back in 73 and 4, where, you know, we're running out of fuel. We're running out of fuel. We're going to have to raise the price of gas. We're going to have to ration it. You know, it's just a big scam. And obviously,
I know.
We weren't.
We haven't learned much, Ashley. And here we go again. Hey, Jim, thanks for calling the show. Call back anytime, my friend. Folks, Jim from Birmingham, Alabama, for the Confederacy. Thanks, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jim. Have a great night, sir. Well, we hope Jim is still listening there. And we've got a promo here from Arnold, sounds like.
Hello there. This is Arnold, and I wanted to share some thoughts with you about my friend the Barbarian on the radio airwaves. We've come prepared for the problems that are happening right now with the people in the streets all over threatening to tear down people's homes and demanding to take people's homes. If there's ever a problem that is very large for him in his mountain stronghold, things will happen for him. Either he takes care of the problem himself or he sets on self-destruct, and I fly over briefly in the chopper and I yell to him, "Get to the chopper now!" And he comes down the pathway. We get in the chopper and fly off to the other compound. That's how we'll take care of it. It's a good plan. I know that it is. It's going to piss off the other up radicals that are running around making trouble, too.
Well, this is some of my thoughts on Putin and Ukraine. Putin's war is not going according to plan. Putin was stronger, than before the invasion even started. We are now learning that the Russian army is a paper tiger in some ways, and not quite as tough as we thought they were. We are watching the Russian army in real time. I hope many of you are watching the war on TV, because you can learn a lot. Watch the tactics. Watch what they do. Watch how they fight. Watch and learn and look at what's effective and what's not. Because you never know. God forbid if America ever becomes Ukraine and we're invited or we're invaded by the UN armies or by the Red Putin Army, the Chinese military. Who knows? Well, get this, America. The U.S. Army is spending $500 million to train soldiers to fight underground. U.S. Ironhawk troops are raiding tunnels, other kinds of complexes, and they're training at West Fort Hood. This is part of a larger training operation that included recon missions, an air movement, and live fire exercises. Do you think they will be sent to the underground dumps under Ukraine? We have heard all the theories. We have been told that Putin and Trump and now Zelensky are all playing 5D chess on the international stage. Now there is a new theory that has emerged on internet chat rooms and the like. The Russian President Vladimir Putin has vowed to presumably rid Ukraine of, quote, child traffickers underground Ukraine, in the tunnels, it seems. It seems that Vladimir Putin has now given himself a new war mission in addition to ridding the Ukraine, he says, of Western-made biolabs, said a Mar-a-Lago source privy to a phone call. That sounds to me like that's a Trump leak. Possibly true, but we don't know. It's not vetted right now. But it's a very noble mission, no doubt, if true. But you don't kill women and children and blow up movie theaters and orphanages to save other children either. It's a hell of a way to fight the New World Order, you know? And now someone will call the show or find me on the internet and say that every image that we have seen on TV and multiple reported media outlets worldwide, that everything is fake and full of crisis actors from Hollywood. I'm still waiting for that. As I told you before, everyone's been blowing up my phone and email asking me, who do I stand with in the war with Ukraine, Von? You go, Von, we need to know. Well, I told you before, there are no good actors on either side of this war. Both Russia and Ukraine are corrupt, and both have put their people through hell. So I am for the Ukrainian people who are fighting against an invasion force. I am for the Russian people who have to deal with Putin being conscripted at gunpoint or bayonet point and sent to a front that they don't want to fight. The Russian mothers will get body bags back, and the Ukrainian mothers will get the same, and nothing really gets accomplished. This is why war is hell, and all it does is create more misery. And the human misery and suffering index in Ukraine, I would think, as we watch the fiery infernos engulf many of the Ukrainian cities. And I'm watching them right now in the studio on the live TV monitor. Just amazing. See, it looks like scenes from the apocalypse, from Apocalypse Now, the movie. These fiery infernos are all over the major cities, and everything Putin touches, everything from his early career to now, everything Putin touches becomes the epitome of death and destruction and misery. I ask you, radio audience, Name me one good thing that Putin has ever done for the world or for his country. Not much. You might say nationalism for Russia, but his version of nationalism is a complete crackdown on freedom and liberty. You get 15 to 20 years if you protest. Many of the protesters, he's already arrested about 8,000, in my view, will never be seen again. They'll be shot, buried, or sent to a Siberian gulag, never to see the light of day again. This is the world that we live in. Putin wants to go back to the old Soviet Russia, where he had satellite nations as a buffer for his defenses. And with that, let's get to the phones. And don't forget our chat room on Blog Talk Live. We have a lively chat room every show. So check that out. Let's get to Paul the Gladiator in his compound in North Phoenix. Gladiator, how are you doing tonight?
Good, man. I'm here.
Well, happy St. Patrick's Day, my friend.
You
started
the
day with a few drinks, a few cocktails.
Every St. Patrick's
Some
Day.
Some Irish coffee, the Bailey. Yeah.
No way. Jameson Irish whiskey, some blueberry cobbler coffee, and then some cream de menthe on top of the whipped cream. That's real Irish coffee.
Right.
Yeah. So
good stuff, man. I saw the photographs. They were pretty. They looked damn good.
Yeah, man. So I only had six or seven today. Not a big deal. So
just six or seven.
Yeah, you know. So
you gotta live, man.
You were mentioning the trillions of dollars that the Democrats have given out. $8 trillion.
Right.
But I know a lot of people have not even heard or seen about the $1.5 trillion that was just done Tuesday night at midnight, 48 hours ago, and the Democrats met at midnight, passed a $1.5 trillion package. No Republicans got to see it. They called no Republicans into Congress. The Democrats passed it, put it on Biden's desk Wednesday morning. He signed it. Done. That's
right.
$1.5 trillion in the dead of the night. Forget the $700 million that we sent to Ukraine the end of February. The $800 million on top of that we just sent yesterday. That's $1.5 billion for money and weapons.
Right.
But the Democrats put $1.5 trillion on the books, and nobody knows where the money's going. Unbelievable. That's insanity. We got to vote them out in November. We only need to keep all the Republican seats and win 7 elections to take the House over. And we need to win one more Senate seat, and we got them in check. So, everybody, I'm talking about it now. It's St. Patrick's Day, first Tuesday in November. You better bring 500 people to voting polls and get these flipping left communist socialist Democrats out of the House and out of the Senate. You need to do whatever you have to do. Get a bus, get a train, and load it up with people who will vote Republican. Even though they're rhinos, we cannot allow the Democrats to pass trillions of dollars at midnight whenever they flip and want to. Right?
I know.
Am I insane here? Unbelievable.
Yeah,
right?
It's crazy, man. I know.
It's absolutely insane,
it's
right?
Insane. And totally insane.
How about the Chinese? Did you hear what the Chinese just said today?
Tell me.
China comes out today. Nobody even knows about it. Nobody's even heard about it. But Xi Jinping, the president of China, really he's a communistic ruler, right? He blamed
right.
us, the United States, and NATO for Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Now, here's the weird part. Joe Biden has a Zoom call with President Xi Jinping of China tomorrow. You think Biden's going to say anything about that statement?
No.
Absolutely not. He's such
no.
a wuss.
No.
You know, he had a green tie on today talking to the Prime Minister of Ireland today.
Yes.
Ireland's not even a NATO country, and he's laughing and smiling. And as you mentioned, children and women are getting blown up in a movie theater with the words "children are here" in the parking lot, so that the fighter jets could see children here, and then the fighter jet blew it up anyways. That's
right. That's the Russian way.
Exactly. And here's the third thing. A lot of people don't know about this either. This is why when we send messages to the president of Ukraine saying, look, we'll take your citizenship, but give us 15, 20, 25 acres. Give us something to fight for. Because no one knows this. Any man in Ukraine from 18 to 60 who is gay, like the president of Ukraine, they're not above ground with weapons trying to kill the Russian soldiers. They're hiding in underground bars, nightclubs. They're hiding instead of grabbing a gun and going and shooting the Russian soldiers dead who are killing all the women and children in that country. And they are Ukraine
yes.
citizens. Take the citizenship away from them. Give us the citizenship and 25, 30 acres. Give us a plot of land. We'll go over there like the Revolutionary War, and we'll handle it. But we're not going over
yes.
until you give us a piece of that rock. Then we'll go over. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And all the Ukrainian women that we can comfortably afford. You know? I mean, look, I'm being serious, guys. You got to give – I mean, they've got 20,000 international fighters. It's not enough. War, you need a lot more guys, a lot more boots on the ground. Ukraine's the size of Texas, a huge country. He's a lot more people. You need to have a bigger incentive. I'm kind of surprised they haven't, you know, they obviously read my posting to Zelensky, because they never mentioned the Ukrainian, you know, the ability to get citizenship in that country until I mentioned it. About 48 hours later, I almost spit out my coffee when a big banner it came over Fox News. You know, it said, breaking news. Zelensky offers this, X, you know? And I almost fell out of my chair. But if he needs to get a lot more guys over there, he needs to offer something for men to fight for. Men work on incentive. Like Paul said, folks, you give them 25, 30 acres, they can at least start a business, a farm or a ranch when this thing is over with. Give them something to fight for. You'll get a lot more guys. Don't be stingy with that land. It's going to be bombed out land anyway. We're going to have bomb craters to fix. Armaments are, you know, unexploded. Bombs will be everywhere. They're dropping from the Soviet planes. Many of them haven't even exploded. I mean,
right.
Unbelievable. I'm watching video after video, you know, at 5 o'clock in the morning and of this stuff. And it's crazy.
Insanity. What an insane
yeah.
world. We got a joke of a president. He's laughing it up today with the Prime Minister of Ireland because it's St. Patrick's Day. Joe Biden's not Irish. Shit, my family was the Knights in Shining Armor of the Catholic Church in Ireland. We took on all the Protestant Knights in Shining Armor and kicked their ass. Joe Biden's sitting there. Joe, go do some work, goddammit. Or tell you what, walk out and hand the reins over back to a guy who worked from 6 a.m. to midnight by the name of Donald Trump. I don't care what you think of Donald Trump. The guy worked 18 hours a day, and everybody was financially secure in this country who wanted to work. So now Biden's
right.
allowing Pelosi and Schumer to do these deals at midnight with no Republicans in the room. $1.5 trillion fucking dollars? What the flip?
They just printed the money. We don't have the money, Paul. They just printed it.
I know. And yet we can't come up with $1.5 billion to stop the Chinese, the Mexicans, the South Americans and the Central Americans and all of the Middle Easterns from walking from Mexico into Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, and California. But we gave
$1.5 billion. That's not important.
Yeah.
I'm being sarcastic. No, not important. Right.
Here's $1.5 billion to the Ukrainians because you're nationalists, but, you know, fuck our country up the ass, pardon my French. What the fuck? I'm sick of it, man. We're totally sick of it. It's got to change.
I agree. Paul, thanks so much, amigo. Love the call, my friend. Have a great night.
You too.
Happy St. Patrick's Day to you too, Gladiator. Appreciate it, man.
Later.
Later on. Yeah, he's right. Paul's right, folks. You know, when it comes to America, there's never any money. There's always money for a foreign war. There's always money for anything that's outside of our country. You know, like I said, our congressmen and senators, they love to be distracted by foreign entanglements because then they don't have to do the hard work of working for our country. Taking care of our problems. There's never any money for America. There's never any money for the wall. There's never any money for more border security. Oh, no. The southern border with Texas and Mexico, that's bad. Ukrainian border, good. That's the narrative and the template. Ukraine's war, good. Ukraine border, sacred, sacrosanct. Texas border, bad. Texas people, bad, according to Biden and the Democrats. The skirmishes on our border, to be ignored, bad. No media coverage, media blackout, but all the cameras are directed on Ukraine. That's the dichotomy. That's the narrative. So once you understand that simple paradigm, that encapsulates where America is at right now, where we've been for many, many years. Sad but true. Gosh, well, I think it's time for a promo by the Wolfman.
Yeah, I'm still the ghost of the most, babes, you know what I mean? I've been hanging out in this attic for like a long time here, you know, and it's getting pretty old. So I took a trip out in the world, and there's a lot of people burning stuff down and going crazy out there. But even being the ghost with the most like me, I got to have some kind of fun anyway. So I tune in to the Von We Hunt radio show because I know once I finally get my groove on, that's where I want to tune in the nighttime. It's the Von We Hunt show. He's almost as cool as I am.
Some people want to take your head off for pulling in front of them on a freeway. There are some who don't want you to eat anything but your vegetables. Some want to save the whales. Some want to assault people. Some want to burn things down. And others still want to watch the world set on fire. Well, it could be said of many of these people that they have a one-track mind, but it's always on the wrong track. Well, time to get your mind right. It's the Von We Hunt Show. That's right. Playing on the airwaves. Tune in to Von We Hunt and get your mind on the right track.
That's right. And with that, let's get to the gunslinger in the great state of Texas with the border on Mexico. Gunslinger's not been given one thin dime extra to protect that border, huh? How you doing,
well,
sir?
You know, pretty good. Spring is in the air.
been good.
Yes.
But, you know, yeah, like you say with the border there, you know, these people have plenty of money to send over to Ukraine, for example. Okay? They want to protect their borders. They want to secure their borders. But, oh,
That's right.
With our border. You got literally thousands and thousands of people coming across that border down there at the Rio Grande every day, okay? And you have no idea what kind of terrorist, scumbag, dopehead, criminal, you name it, is slithering across that border down there, okay? And they don't give a flying flip, okay? But yet they'll send, I think, what was it, $13 billion that probably start out with, to over there. Now, who these people that do this, the Democrats, some of the Republicans probably too, where is their allegiance at? It sounds like
right.
To be a Democrat in the United States, okay? Because these are idiots. When you go out there, you know, what has Ukraine done for us? Nothing, really.
Nothing.
Okay? I mean, not a damn thing, okay? Have they? No, they haven't done any. They haven't done anything. So, you know, hey, you know, war is hell, as the old saying goes, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, especially when you got, you know, Russia and everything up there. Did you hear the latest from one of these idiots over there in Russia? They won't allow back.
That's what I said.
Alaska.
I wasn't kidding you guys. A few years ago, I said, people thought I was crazy. They said, oh, that'll never happen. I said, BS. Putin said in a couple speeches, and you know how I know? Because while most people are playing video games at night, I'm actually watching Putin's speeches translated in English. So that's my job as your host. I have homework to do each week, but I enjoy it. And Putin has clearly said he wants Alaska back. In fact, I know a person that knows a person in mighty Russia. And they were asked about the Alaska thing, and they smirked and said, yep, our plan is to get it back. And they were just—they were living in Moscow. I know a businessman who talked, and they openly talk about that in the Moscow pubs and bars. They're going to get Alaska back. They're, you know, you got look. We have a lot of things that are brewing. What we're seeing now is the start, the changeover of land and territory yet again. So, and they all covet America's land. Russia wants Alaska back. You know, we have a lot of countries that want all of our nation. China wants our farmland to feed their 1.2 billion people. But guess what? Neither Russia and China can have it. Screw them. You know? And their whole job is to subjugate Americans and brainwash you. They're going to try to get you to give up your guns. That's the big one. So be on the lookout for a false flag. In this country, I think. What are your thoughts?
Well, absolutely, because this is the modi of operations. This is what they do. They put up these false flag situations, and they will either do it themselves or hire somebody to do it. Just like a hitman. Okay, does a hitman? I mean. You know, if you want somebody knocked off or whatever, you hire a hitman. But you tell the hitman, hey, I don't know you. You get caught? Oh, well, who are you? You know, that kind of stuff.
Right.
You don't do it. It's just Clinton's and all their body counts. All these people that have wound up mysteriously dead around the Clintons. We know the Clintons did it. Okay, we know that. I mean, you got to be a pebble out there in the driveway if you don't realize that these people are corrupt. They're criminals. Hell, they're murderers. But that they're rich. So they're not going to do the crime themselves. They're going to have somebody else do it. Well, if you get caught,
right.
I'm sorry. I don't know this person. I didn't do it. He did. The blame game, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, you know, have, you know, people like that, and they want the freaking guns, they want everything. They don't want you to protect you at all. Like I've always said, who's the best protector of anybody is yourself. Go stand in the mirror. And that person looking back at you better have a gun on. because that's the only way you're going to ever really be able to do anything. And this is why constitutional carry is taken off like a rocket now. Okay, by the end of the year, there's going to be at least over half of the states in the United States with some constitutional carry. People fed up with it. People fed up with the violence. People fed up with the criminality. I mean, I see on my computer every freaking day. I get news from all over the country there. You know, this people got shot and this one got robbed. Home invasions are skyrocketing. I mean, this is crazy. But yet they want you to call 911.
I know.
And how long does it take for a cop to get to you? Anywhere from 5 minutes to an hour, depending on where you are.
Right.
I mean, don't you think there's a lot of things that can go wrong or whatever between that time? Yeah. I mean, it would be great if we could walk around with a cop right next to us, you know, bodyguard. Then, and a cop for everybody. Well, that's not going to happen. That's a utopian society. That's not going to happen. So it's up to you to, you know, defend yourself and your family and everything else against these damn punks. And it's getting worse and worse with the economy getting worse, okay? These criminals are not going to just go out and try to get a job. They're going to intensify. I see it every day with these people that are doing this and doing that and home invasions and just robbing you almost to the front of your face there. This is how bold these people are getting.
Inside your house, they're fair game. Shoot them dead because they are trying to rob you. They're committed a felony and a crime. And I always tell folks, if they come inside your house, they're not there to play chess or Chinese checkers or say hi. Yeah. They're there to kill you. They'll pull out zip ties. They'll tie you up, torture you, then kill you, rob you blind, and leave you for dead. So that's just the blunt, harsh truth of it. If they ever come on your property, you know what? I always say this, in time of war, gunslinger, kill them all, let God sort them out. That's what I say. Not my problem if they come on my property. Not my problem. It's their problem. And that's how people need to start thinking about it. It's their problem. They're taking the risk, not me. I'm defending the stronghold. And that's another thing. We have to get in a mindset in our country where we care a lot less. They're all talking about escalation. What is Putin going to do, man? They're all crying like bitch boys, cucks. I say Putin should worry about what we're going to do. How about those apples? Stop worrying so much about what Putin the bully is going to do in your neighborhood. Putin should be looking over his shoulder. He's taking the risk. And I think he realizes that now. Even in Ukraine, bigger concept, but he bit off way more than he can chew. They come on your property, they bit off more than they can chew. And don't you dare let them get away. And you know what I mean. Gunslinger, so glad to hear from you, my friend. What are your final thoughts to America?
Well, you know,
do you have any final thoughts tonight?
You better be locked and loaded because the way this court system and everything is set up, you better have your T's crossed, your periods marked, everything, your socks cleaned, your hair in the right position if you have to shoot somebody, okay? And that it shouldn't be like that. It shouldn't be like that. If you have to defend yourself and you have to, unfortunately, have to shoot somebody, the authority should say, hey, good shot. Yeah, I do the same thing. But they will take you through the ringer if one of these little things,
they will.
If one of the hair on your head is out of order, they will take you through the ringer. And that shouldn't be that way.
They
that
will.
They will.
I agree. Gunslinger, thanks so much, my friend. Have a great, great night out there. Appreciate you, man.
Alrighty, you too.
He's right. Yeah, we're a lawful radio studio, lawful show. You always want to obey the laws. God forbid if you ever have to pull your gun out on your own property to defend you and your family. I hope that never happens to anybody. But Gunslinger is right. There's more and more news stories about that every day. Hope it never happens to me or you or any of my great listeners that are out there in Radio Land. But, you know, the criminality of our country and a lot of other Western nations and the whole world, for that matter, is going to pot. So the gun will put the kibosh on it. But like you said, then you got to deal with the police, the judges, the courts. They'll say you were, and it might, and God forbid, if the person was a different race, you know, that's why you've got to be legal. I tell guys all the time, there's no sense in breaking the law. You do not have to break the law. We are law-abiding people on this show. So we're not looking for trouble. We never are. But by God, if trouble falls in my lap, I will deal with it. But I'm not looking for it one iota. To me, there's enough stress in the world and enough problems just maneuvering yourself through traffic, for God's sake, with illegal aliens that don't even have driver's licenses and can't drive. Hog two lanes, park in three spaces, bitch park everywhere, all over town. I mean, we have enough problems just trying to maneuver to get to the store and back, let alone a psychotic zombie intruder, which nobody wants. That's why I've told you guys before, if you're surrounded by those people, don't implicate yourself. Don't put yourself in those positions. Move. Get around people of your own kind. It's called the high trust society. In this country, we used to have many, many neighborhoods that were high trust societies where you could leave your door open. You didn't have to lock your car doors every night. Nobody broke in. Nobody, you know, slashed your tires for no good reason. Nobody walked into your garage and stole half your stuff. Now, we have to lock everything down with iron bolts, armed and ready, because the criminality of these people is rampant. The liberal judges have let them out to wreak havoc and war on the suburbs and the nice neighborhoods of America. You know it's true, because they've let these people out. Slap on the wrist, they're out again. It's amazing. So be prepared. We hope that never happens to you or me. But, as you know, I'm an Eagle Scout, and Scout motto is be prepared. And my friends know I am prepared for any eventuality. Well, folks, get a cocktail, get a drink. Drink a glass of milk. Enjoy a song and take a little break. We'll be right back with more calls. Yes, that was the Thunderbeats. By the way, they're a Moscow rock and roll band. Pretty cool. They like to sound, you know, like an Americana band, which is pretty awesome as well. Yeah, talking about what Gunslinger said, a thought came to me during the break here while I mixed a drink and lit up my cigar here at the studio desk. There's an old saying down south, boys, and it goes like this. If you're looking for trouble, you came to the right place, son. Think about it. I was always the guy in school. I never looked for fights, but by God, they landed in my lap. I took care of them. I never looked for them, but boy, I finished it. The German in me comes out, and it's not pretty. You know, but we prefer to have a good time, right? Well, the war in Ukraine is just terrible. It's, you know, and thank God we're living in this country, and, you know, we think we have problems over here, which we do, and we don't have any problems like the Ukrainians. You know, 80%, for example, here's a stat for you, America, 80% of the homes in most of the Ukrainian cities have been demolished and destroyed by Putin's Red Armies. 80% of the people are homeless. Many others are in basements. Most of the major buildings are damaged beyond repair. Most are total losses. By the way, if Ukraine wins, and if you're a contractor, I'm always thinking of the silver lining. That's how my mind thinks. No matter what happens, if you go over to Ukraine, do you know how many multimillionaires are going to be created by rebuilding the country? I mean, there's a method to my madness. Think of all the international money that's going to flow in there and the rebuilding of everything. I mean, a little buddy of mine said if they actually win, I mean, I would start a contracting firm and broadcast in Ukraine. You know, it's amazing. They're going to be giving out loans, interest-free loans for the IMF, UN, everywhere. Well, we're glad that we don't live in Ukraine, that hellhole they're having to live through now. You know, it kind of reminds me when I was right out of college. I wanted to come out west where I belong, where I grew up. Sounds a little bit like this.
Me poor, cause I don't ever want to be poor.
Then you won't.
I decided right then and there I wasn't going to live like that. I needed to get as far away as possible. I moved to California in the summer of 1968 with the tuna. We had $300 and a black TR-3. There sure was nothing like this back home. It was paradise. We got a small one-bedroom apartment right on the beach. Wasn't much, but it had its perks.
George.
You need some help?
California was like nothing I'd ever seen before.
Hey, what's the beer?
People were liberated, independent, full of new ideas. They used words like right on, groovy, solid. Women were beautiful, and they all seemed to share the same occupation.
I'm a stewardess.
I'm a stewardess.
I'm a stewardess.
I'm a stewardess.
Yeah, on the airplane.
Yes, yes. Well, a fan of the show sent this in as a long-distance dedication. We will call him Tom. He goes, Dear Von Wiegand, I know you realize that we don't have a legitimate government anymore. I'm 69 years old and haven't trusted these prep school punk criminals since I watched on live TV Jack Ruby Rubenstein, the Jew murderer, kill the patsy Lee Harvey Oswald. The day after Kennedy was murdered in Dallas, Texas. I love how this guy writes. A known felon to the Dallas police, Ruby was able to gain access, along with everyone else on God's green creation, to what should have been the most secure place on the planet at that time in history. At 10 years old, I watched that on TV and thought, hell, why didn't you just walk him through Madison Square Garden during a Sonny Liston fight? There was no looking back for me from that moment to the present. I have zero faith in the American people to rise up and do anything substantial to reclaim and restore this once great country. I think that became crystal clear to me during the militia organizing days of the 1990s. I wish I had a dollar for every time I heard fair weather patriots say, I would like to get involved, but I don't want to get my name on their list. These dumbasses didn't even realize they had ever purchased a firearm. They filled out the form 4473. Their name was already on their list, quote unquote. The other comical excuse was, okay, but don't ever mention it around my wife. Oh, so if we have to muster, you're going to have to get mom's permission to come out and play. Well, well, brother, if anyone ever stands up seriously in a fight, it will be the precious few, and they will die as the last real American fighting men. God help America, a Von Wehan Show fan. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Love these letters, emails, and telegrams I get during the week. Some are just classic little treasures. Well, with that, let's get to the Irish parrot, our tech wizard, with his wizardry. Are you there, sir?
Yes, I am, General Von Wehunt, and welcome to St. Patrick's Day with the Irish Pirate.
Yes, I had to bring on the Irish Pirate on St. Patrick's Day. Come on, right? Are you wearing green?
Without it. Wouldn't be.
I know.
I'm wearing green right now. It's so dark, you'll never be able to see it.
You're in stealth mode. Love it.
Yep, I'm in stealth mode.
By the way, I got your... Yeah, I got your voicemails, but our fun pack's on the way to the show studio.
Well, of course they are. I have a few more things I've been working on of late.
Can't wait to get them.
Request in as well. Yeah, they're definitely
yes,
on the way.
Yes, yes. Thank you, sir.
I'm a bit freaked.
What are your thoughts on that, Arsh?
Everybody. Thank you. I'm a bit freaked out with all this stuff going on. I was actually watching InfoWars today, and have a stringer that's on the ground in Ukraine. And the people that were inside, I'm trying to remember what it was, whether it was a hospital or domestic civic entity was hit, and they clearly identified what hit it as Ukrainian. And this is in Ukraine. And so that goes along with my theory that the whole thing is a show, that all they want is the whole world to take sides, period. They're not putting their best weaponry out there. They're not putting their best generals, tanks. They're using refurbished guns. I mean, the same day that all around the world, the news agencies are saying, Putin looks like a real idiot, then Zelensky comes down to our Congress and begs for help. We're losing.
Right.
It's like, wow, all the liars are lying, and they're lying in different directions. This looks exactly like what happened before World War I, World War II, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I think we need better information, and I think we'd better take a stand and unite for peace while we have the time to do it, before somebody all gets riled up about the color of Putin's underwear or something. This is ridiculous. We don't really know what we think we know. We don't even know what we think we don't know. We may know more about this whole thing than we ever thought by just saying we're not stupid enough to go to war. And we're definitely not stupid enough to be led by the nose to support somebody else's war when we got our own troubles at home. And though it's true that you can say, you know, Biden's doing everything he can to have a fire sale in the United States and get rid of what, you know, he could give away to his friends, the reality is that just like we stand with the people of Ukraine and the people of Russia, we also stand with the people of America that were here before we got invaded with weapons
right.
and inflation and illegal immigration and illegitimate elections and all sorts of not so fun stuff we have to sort through because people just decided to do it. And we've noticed the infiltrations came decades ago, and we wondered
yes.
why the people that were elected didn't get involved. I mean, normally what they were doing during the COVID incidents to get people to put a check marks in the wrong block is they were offering them about one-fifth of an annual salary to just do their bidding. I mean, these people don't always do it all the time. And so that's pretty much what was happening. And everybody, so far, to my knowledge, has gone right along. Exceptions to that rule, people like the frontline doctors, where they say, hey, I actually have a degree and none of this matches. Or people who are on the ground floor that are engineers are saying, look, what you're telling me about what's happening in Ukraine right now doesn't make any sense. I've been supporting the government for X number of years, and you know, we can't just sign off on things like that. And of course, NBC comes out with a wonderful little thing where they're suddenly showing off some of their best technology of late. Oh, yeah, they're going to put that on primetime news, where they're going to take some drone out there and be able to, from quote-unquote, a few miles away. Ooh, that's really far. We're worried about
yeah.
ballistic missiles coming from thousands of miles. No, this thing can be a few miles away from the target and actually hit it. And that's because it actually is an operator who's within 8 miles of the target. Oh, give me a break. And they're trying to say this
yeah.
is the latest and greatest, and it's been so technologically advanced for so many years. No, dude, it's a freaking drone. A five-year-old could operate it and probably is. Because, you know, the 35-year-olds don't know anything about video games anyway. I mean, wow. I just can't believe the lying that's going on. It's so intense. And so I think the best thing in the world is to just, number one, I stand with the people of America. They're the ones I know that don't want a war. Nobody on this planet wants a war. They want to be able to go to work or at least take a free check
right.
from Biden. You know, even the left-wingers would agree with that. You know, Biden's going to pour billions
yeah.
And billions of dollars into Ukraine. They're going to like, well, you know, cut me off 0.1% so I can at least not fight the war or at least not go to the other side. Just pay me off. I'm sure that's what the lefties are
right.
thinking. And the answer is,
well,
no,
Irish, I would say this. Right, Irish, I would say this. You know it's the real war when the babushka ladies of the Ukraine are carrying AK-47s firing back at the Soviet tanks and getting some kill shots along the way, man. That's the real war. The babushka ladies are out there. But you know what? I love the Ukrainian women, and I have respect for the Ukrainian men. They are a nationalist people, but the Ukrainian women are mainly being interviewed, you know, at the refugee centers in Poland, and they are practical. They are sensible. They have a undying love for their family, children, and husbands, and just love it. And, you know, some miss their husbands so much, they're willing to die for it, and they're actually going back out to the battlefield to hook up with their husband and carry an AK-47 while they leave their children at the orphanages there in Poland. Some just amazing war stories we're going to hear for years, you know? Just amazing stuff.
Absolutely.
Go ahead,
my first wife, after I got out of the service, my first wife, they trained her on an M16. I mean, I felt good about that. She was kind of a timid, kind of introverted woman. And so the whole idea
yeah.
that someone like that would just, yeah, be waiting around the next corner going like, I guess I'm going to have to kill you. Yeah, that kind of thing. The all-famous Quaker line, excuse me, brother, you're standing where I'm about to shoot. No problem there. But what I will say is this. These are the women that were smart enough to get out of there in the first place. So if they do come back, they know where they're coming back. They know they had to leave because things were too uncertain. And in this country, yeah, I'm hearing stuff like that from people I know. They're saying, oh, if it gets too bad here, I'll just leave and go to another country. My response to that is, after we got into World War III, you really expect to be able to go wherever you want to go? Are you nuts?
No.
I mean, yeah, they're trying to push out that deal with anything they could tie you to, whether it be COVID or carbon or who knows. You know, they'll just call it your anti-Russian passport at the moment. And it doesn't matter. They just lock you down. They want to make sure that you don't have access to anything and that they will tell you what, if you don't go along with the world body politic. And I'm saying that's the one thing the Ukrainians, the Russian people, and us all have in common. We all don't want this garbage. So we're only going to fight on our own soil. We're not going to go overseas. We're not going to be donating any money to anybody's cause. You guys are stealing well enough to be able to have all kinds of parties with what you've got. I mean, I kind of agree, actually. One of the latest, I know we don't normally talk too much sports here, but Kyrie Irving was given a basically said you can't even practice with a team because you didn't take a COVID shot. You can't even be in the same building with the rest of your team. But they dropped all the mandates for people to go to the games because of pressure. So he just bought a ticket and showed up at his own game that he couldn't play in and hugged the players on camera and did all sorts of fun things. I wish we could do to the war. I don't know how we would do it yet. But electronically, I wish we could send a message to the rest of the world, we're not buying this BS. Because Kyrie Irving sure didn't. And given an opportunity to be able to upstage a camera, we would definitely tell the world, we're not participating in this garbage. This is stupid. They're not even fighting for real. I think they put on WWE tights and are pretending to go at it now. Yes, they're using real bodies. Yes, they're using real weapons. But they're trying to draw you in rather than blow the other one out. And it's clear they're willing to kill to do that. You know, it takes a lot of theater, sometimes a military one, to be able to create an impression. Well, I'm sorry. We're too used to it by now. The idea of what was happening on our border to have to let all these people in, that was theater. Putting on the masks was just more theater. And telling you that somebody's going to shut down all your stuff from outside the country, that was theater too. Well, guess what? This is theater. Dry tested, proven. Yeah, if you prick that thing, it's going to go, ouch, please don't hurt the theater. And so I'm sorry. Blood may spill, but we're going to try to avoid it. And yes, we're going to pray about it. But the Christians that I know have been praying about, please no more chaos, is what they've been doing for years. I just want to know that, you know, that I can have a life where I can raise my family. And of course, the number one enemy of all these guys, given an opportunity where I get to see the leaked documents and stuff like that, anti-family seems to be number one. We want to make sure families are split like they are in Ukraine. And then the second thing they want, anti-church. Then even like we discussed last time with what's going on with Putin, he's clearly said, even though he's calling himself a Christian, that he wants to do Moldova next. And Moldova's 91% Christian. That's ridiculous. You can't be both sides of that.
Yeah.
And so
you can't have the whole world, damn it. Screw you, Putin. Do you hear me in the Kremlin? Screw you. We're not going to give you the world on a silver platter. That is for the Von Wien Show and my great audience. Irish, thank you so much, sir. Have a great St. Patrick's Day. Love the call, man. Appreciate it.
Final comment to Zelensky. Get out of our Congress. All you're doing is begging. You're no strong man. We're not going to put up with your silly little show. If you want to put on a show like that, don't appeal to Congress. Appeal to HBO or something that they'll put you into some sort of a package so that we can ignore your ratings like we do now. Anyway, enjoy the rest of the show. I will be sending you some fun
Thank you, Irish. Yeah. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. And the fun packs forthcoming. You're awesome as usual. And
Yeah, and by the way, don't watch Zelensky's gay videos on YouTube, please. As I've told you before, I don't like Putin. I don't really care for Zelensky, okay? Look, those guys have got their own war to fight. They've got their own axe to grind. I will say I'm very fair. I'm very objective as your host. I've told you before that Putin was riding high before he invaded Ukraine. He's shown the world how weak he is, how weak Russia is, how vulnerable they are. And we're learning a lot about the Russian military, things he did not want really to get out. He expected this invasion to last 48 hours. He still hasn't taken Kyiv yet. It's been about 20 days, right? Zelensky, though he has a sordid past, I'll put it that way, he has some really bizarre fag videos on YouTube. I will give the guy credit. He has stepped up to the plate. He is acting like a war president of Ukraine, at least. Now, he's a good actor, and acting, as I told you, is a great resume item for the role he's in right now, the role of his life. So he's doing a very good job currently. But look, there was corruption in Ukraine. Ukraine was, before the war, one of the most corrupt nations on the planet. You've heard of Burisma Energy, Hunter Biden, all the millions and billions and trillions that are flowing through Ukraine by oligarchs, gangsters, mafias. I mean, come on. And Zelensky was right there at the helm. So he's not a little Boy Scout, as he portrays. But he's doing a good job as president. He is rallying his people, which is his job. He's doing a good job. Okay. Question or riddle of the night. How many AR-15s did Jesus own? Answer. Apparently not enough to avoid being murdered by his own government. How about those apples? And now this week, Mittens Romney calls anyone guilty of treason if they don't agree with his uber-weak rhino policies. And the UK has sanctioned over 370 more Russians, including the Russian defense minister and the ex-president. Sanction them all, I say. Scorched earth policy. Two can play at that game. Hungary will stay out of the Ukraine war, says Prime Minister Orban, who recently told a political rally. Amid all this, there are now petrodollar cracks as Saudi Arabia considers accepting the Chinese yuan for Chinese oil sales instead of U.S. dollars, while also Saudi Arabia and their princes refuse to take phone calls from Democrat President Biden. They are absolutely refusing to talk to that melonhead. Unbelievable. Don't blame them. Well, reminds me of this war thing. It's the Doctor Strangelove play tonight by, I love this character, General Ripper, my alter ego.
Incredibly obvious, isn't it? A foreign substance is introduced into our precious bodily fluids without the knowledge of the individual, certainly without any choice. That's the way your hardcore commie works.
Mandrake, I suppose it never occurred to you that while we're chatting here so enjoyably, a decision is being made by the President and the Joint Chiefs in the war room at the Pentagon. And when they realize there is no possibility of recalling the wing, there will be only one course of action open. Total commitment. Mandrake, do you recall what Clemenceau once said about war?
No, I didn't think I knew, sir.
He said war was too important to be left to the generals. When he said that 50 years ago, he might have been right. But today, war is too important to be left to politicians. They have neither the time, the training, nor the inclination for strategic thought. I can no longer sit back and allow Communist infiltration, communist indoctrination, communist subversion, and the international communist conspiracy to sap and impurify all of our precious bodily fluids.
Yes. Just love that. And in case you were wondering why Obama just got COVID, the Pfizer CEO says that now a fourth, quote, a fourth booster shot is now absolutely necessary. What bunk and BS. Amazing as we go into overtime tonight. We'll get to a few more calls here, rest assured. And we'll get Breath of Surfer, I think, has chimed in. And, well, his promo song tonight sounds like this. Breath of Surfer on tonight.
Yeah, how you doing, Bob?
How you doing, man? Hey, doing great.
Keeping it real, man. Just enjoying that song and glad to be free and to be in this country. And you know, regardless, they've had to fight.
Yes.
We lost many men, you know, for this freedom. And you know, it's kind of, I don't know, when you see what's going on, you know, there are times that I think, you know, we could have to just all take arms again, you know, and that's, you know, protect our own homeland, you know. I mean, I would hope it would never get to that, but you never know, man. You never know, you know.
Well, I tell you one thing, Brett. I think this video that we're watching of Ukraine has made an effing believer out of a lot of people, if you know what I mean. I mean, people used to say before the invasion, I watched all the video there of Ukraine. They go, oh, we know Russia's there. Russia would never invade Ukraine. Russia would never hurt us. We have too many ties to Russia, yada, yada, yada. And I went, honey, bunny, it was a girl saying that, you got 100,000 Russian troops on your border amassing daily equipment, fuel, ammo. Governments don't do things by happenstance.
Right.
There are no coincidences in government. And so they're coming in. It's only a matter of when.
No.
And then Putin picked his day, right? Now he's in.
Yeah. I think that you can get lulled into a relaxed state where you just can't see. You're really blinded. I mean, I remember there were two Americans over there, probably when they were all amassed on the border. One of them was a professional basketball player, and the other played professional basketball over in Ukraine, and the other taught English. And they said, no, my Ukrainian friends don't think that's going to happen. Well, it's like, you know, like you said, when you see something like that, the 100, more than 100,000 troops and You know, they're not gonna do that and not go in. I had a couple people say, hey, they're just trying to flex their muscles and stuff, and I'm like, if I was there, I would definitely, you start seeing that, you get out like a month, 2 months, you know, because it takes them a while to get all that equipment and everything like that, you know, and it's you know, and it is tragic to lose, to be there and just, you know, I understand about, but there may be a time where it's like, look, it's time to go, you know, if there's a, you know, and that should have been just writing on the wall, and that should have slapped you wide awake, you know, we're getting out of here, you know, when you start seeing all of that that was lined up, you know, and
that's,
you know,
what I say.
You got to take a stand, you know, sometimes, and you know, but I think it's just, you can be, you know, like when you go to a rock concert or you go to an opera or whatever, a movie, you know, you go into this imaginary world and it's easy just to forget, you know, what reality, what's going on. You know, you just don't want to be like that when there's something that could definitely end your life, you know. You know, it's nice to relax and forget about everything, but there are certain things, man, that you have to wake up. And, you know, I think a lot of people have been preaching to Americans and that, you know, hey, freedom, there's a price for freedom. It's not something that's just there that hasn't been gained, you know. And I don't know, you know.
Well, Brett,
it's
I would say, yeah, if you and I were living in the Ukraine, and if we're at the local pub in Kiev, and there were a lot of pubs in Kiev before the war, you know, really rocking places, right? But I would say, you know, guys, been great knowing you, but, you know, Vaughn, where are you going? I'm leaving. I'm bailing out, man. You're about to get invaded. No. Why do you even bring that up? That's so negative, bro. I'd say, no, I'm realistic. I'm brutally realistic. You're going to be invaded. You can think whatever you want, but I'm out of here. Enjoy the war. My bags are packed. I'm leaving tomorrow because I would not stick around, because it was in the local news every day, man. Yeah. I mean, come on. It's like, you know what, Brett? It's called the normalcy bias. People do not. It's an actual psychological effect. People do not like to acknowledge that their normal world can be overturned and upset. And I get it. Everyone's comfortable. No one likes to vacate their property and go on the road. But you know what? If they're going to blow up your house anyway, what the hell, man? You know? Which is what Putin is doing. He's all the housing, all the buildings on purpose. He wants everyone to leave. Putin is a murderer. He's not a warrior, I tell you. He's a weak murderer. He wants to make you homeless. He wants to genocide the Ukrainian people, get them out of the country. He wants to replace them all with ethnic Russians. That is his plan. And you and me, man, we're there, you know?
Well, you know what? You gotta also, I mean, you have to have kind of a getaway plan, too, here. I mean, you know.
That's right.
You don't know. I mean, you don't know how far. I mean, can you imagine that, he goes into Alaska for, you know, which he believes. He just said that the other day, that he believes that is Russia. He believes that is part of Russia. And that's, you know, yeah, I mean, and if China decides, you know what, man, looking at you guys look weak now. And to see what this, it's. You know, we will supply more military. You know, what kind of threat is Biden going to do against China, really? I mean, China wants to be global. I really think so. I don't know. They could say, look, we don't want to, you know, I don't know. You know, that's why it seems like it's such a dangerous situation right now. You know, it's precarious, you know. It goes back to the Bay of Pigs, you know, and what Kennedy said, you know, know how close we were to nuclear war, you know, before he was assassinated, you know. So, I mean, But you know what is interesting, though, if you go back to Pearl Harbor, you go back to the Gulf of Tonkin, you know, and any of these false flags and 9/11, you know, to get you into a war, you know, and it could it be, could the next thing be chemical warfare, that, you know, that that's what Biden decides is that crosses the line. And then I guess that would be the beginning of World War III, you know, and hopefully nobody would be crazy enough to do something nuclear, you know, but they've got
right.
a lot of nuclear power, you know. Do they want to live underground? You know, do they, you know, I don't know. You got to wonder how, you know, what is their, I don't know. You know, it's like Putin has reincarnated Stalin, you know, who is, I guess, is his idol.
That's right.
Kind of.
That's right. Stalin, the man of steel, is his idol. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Putin wants to reinvigorate the old Soviet empire, the old Russian empire of the czars. But, you know, Russia's been communist for, you know, 7 or 8 decades. So I always say, once a red communist, always a red communist. But I'm no fan of him. I'm no fan of Putin. You got a Putin wing in the Republican and Democrat parties that is really bizarre. I mean, the guy is,
he is
trying to kill women and children. He's trying to murder families.
Yeah, I know.
He's trying to. This is what he – I mean, really, he's the Antichrist on the planet Earth right now. I mean, is there any more of an evil man on the planet right now but Vladimir Putin? He is the new Vlad the Impaler. Absolutely.
Yeah.
He's very evil. He's made his place in hell where he's going. He'll be right next to his buddies – Stalin and Lenin, both also complete mass murderers.
Yes, yeah. Pol Pot.
But Stalin killed far more people than Hitler. But my point is, he'll be right next to them. He wants to reinvigorate that Russian empire by force, and he's catching hell for it. And he will in this life and the afterlife. So that's one man. I've watched Putin for years. And when he's about to lose, typical Russian style, they'll pour in millions of pounds of equipment and millions of men. Like World War II, they didn't overwhelm Berlin, a mighty Germania, and the Third Reich with their great fighting skills. They took Berlin by sheer numbers because the Germans and the SS said the Russians kept pouring in from Siberia, wave after wave after wave, and never stopped. He forced all those millions of Russian serfs to charge forward. That's the only reason how they took Germany.
It is interesting. Pat,
Germany killed 10-1, you know?
Mm-hmm. And these soldiers are worried about being killed if they go back. You know,
World War II.
Yeah.
That's the same tactic that they used in World War II. If you go back, they will shoot you. In World War II, the commissars literally had machine guns. Watch the movie Enemy at the Gates, and it shows the Soviet tactics. They will push, you know, 10,000 men into a crevice. The ones that retreat get shot. And the other guys are running forward when there's one rifle for 4 or 5 guys. You all charge forward. When the guy with the rifle gets shot, you pick the rifle up, and now you're the lead runner firing. That's how they marched westward in the Germany.
Yeah.
The Germans killed, the SS killed approximately 20-1. I mean, they decimated the Russian hordes, decimated them. The Third Reich killed millions of those guys. You know, but the thing is, they killed so many, they almost ran out of ammunition. They killed that many. I mean, World War II is amazing. But, Brett, we're so glad you called the show tonight, man. We could talk for hours about that stuff. But thank God we're living here.
have problems. We don't have any problems compared to Ukraine, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, that's true, brother. And we have to be thankful for it, you know? So.
We do. Brett, great talking to you, man. Have a good night, buddy.
All right, Vaughn. Take it easy, buddy. Have a good one, man.
You take care, Brett. Have a good night, buddy. Thanks. Brett the Surfer, folks. Well, in our closing remarks here, there's a few things I will mention. Walmart stores, they've been swindled out of some cash by a guy in Texas called the Magician. He uses nothing but his smile, wit, and trickery of the hands, Texas police say. The Texas cops say that they can't wait to book him for his next act, which will be jail. He has reportedly swindled about $3,000 from two Walmart stores. I got to meet this guy. We need him to call the show. We need him to get refugees over the Ukrainian border with his magical skills. Plus, I always loved a good magic show. By the way, I've seen David Copperfield in Las Vegas 2 times at the MGM Grand. And if you want a good Vegas show to see this spring or summer, that one is really cool. There will be no magic in Ukraine. No magic for those people, unfortunately. The folks there in Ukraine will see nothing but hardship, starvation, horrific living conditions, lack of water, constant shelling by Putin's Red Army. A lot of war atrocities are being done. Firing infernos. It's the apocalypse for those poor folks in Ukraine. We also care about our border and our nation here at home. But the world's on fire. And as I told you before, the world is sick and in need of us. And we are the doctors. We thank you all for being here tonight. We have a great show every week, every Thursday. Great callers, great promos, fantastic music. As you're going home tonight, in your safe bed, your nice neighborhood, be thinking of those, your brothers and sisters over in Ukraine, our European brothers and sisters, which I hope that Biden brings many over to America. Tonight, Ukraine is still a war. We thank you all for being here tonight as we beat back the Soviet march. It's Red Alert, America. Red Alert. Have a good night from my mountain stronghold. I bid you all farewell and good night until next week. Thank you.